Still, in my advanced years, I still go to dances, and they treat me well. I don't have any problem with the dances, but it's really the only thing I do. I'm a very much of a loner. I enjoy people. I get along with everybody and so on. But I can be alone for days and not see a soul. It doesn't bother me one whit.
So did you...
But I want comfort, and I like a little music, and want to watch Idiot Tube a little, but I'm not married to it, but I watch it some, and I used to do a little carpentry and so on, build tables and so on, but I don't... Well, if any of my kids want something, well, I can still make it if I choose to. And, well, if they ask me, I would do it. It wouldn't be what I chose to. I'd do it. But other than that, no, I read. I take the daily paper. In fact, the newspapers are a plague around there because I get busier than they accumulate. And I always have extra newspapers around there. And hopefully now that I retire, well, I'll eliminate that, but they're a pain because they come every day, whether you're getting rid or not, and take the Titanca topic. And
did you ever do any fishing or hunting?
Well, not very much. I did. He moved away. I had of course, he was an insurance, a life insurance salesman, and I don't know. I guess he took a liking to me for some reason, and he had an airplane, and so he needed somebody to. This only happened a few times, but he needed somebody to go fishing with him, and so we'd meet someplace, and we'd take his airplane and fly up to Canada, and we fished on the boundary waters. And I've been ice fishing, but no, I haven't been fishing for a long time. But it's something that I could enjoy going fishing, but I just haven't for. Well, I don't know, I always had livestock and so on and so until the last few years. And so you couldn't be gone. You could go to a local lake and go fishing, but I just didn't. I guess it kept me busy enough that I wasn't looking for extra things, I guess. So.
Did you go to the county fair regularly, or?
Well, yeah, I still go to the county fair. That go in Algona. The Spencer Fair is, of course, the famous fair around this area. But my wife and I, and then she'd pick up one of her friends, and we'd go to the Spencer Fair quite often. But then that kind of died, as the fellow says, and then she died in 95. And I did go to Spencer Fair in 96, and I haven't been back since. I lost interest in it, I guess. And when I go down to Algona, I ask myself why I do this, but I do. I'll go down there a little while, and no need looking at the machinery. It's outgrowing me so bad that I get lost out there. Well, that's kind of an exaggeration, but I can say I don't know what stuff is anyway, but that's a little exaggeration, but...
So did you, as a child, did you guys go to the fair when you were young? Did
yes.
You ever take livestock?
I think Algona, that was the extent of it. Not too much, no.
Was there any changes in the towns that when you were growing up that
well,
they
of
got
course,
something new?
Well, of course. Every town had a car dealership. Every town had at least one and probably two grocery stores. And yes, and those things, of course, are all gone now. Some like Algona still, which is a little larger town, they still have movies. But you're like Titanca and Lakota and towns of their size, that's history.